Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, December 1st, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Narwhal. Leading off today, Apple currently partners exclusively with TSMC for production of its M-series chips. But now, analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that Apple might return to an old friend to diversify that production. Kuo says that Intel is being brought in as an important new supplier for Apple. Kuo reports that Intel is expected to begin shipping Apple's lowest-end M-series processor in early 2027. This does not mean that Apple is moving back to Intel chips for the Mac. Instead, Intel would simply manufacture Apple's own in-house custom-designed processors. It would essentially just act as a fabrication partner with no involvement in the design of the chips themselves. Again, Kuo says that this will likely focus on the entry-level, lowest-power M-series chip, so if that partnership is expected to begin in 2027, we'd be looking at Intel making the M6 or the M7 processor. The vast majority of Apple's M-series chips, however, would continue to be made by TSMC. And if you bought a Mac, there would be no difference between a chip made by TSMC or Intel, given that, again, all the chips are built on Apple's custom design. Kuo explains that there are two primary reasons for this move. First, it would show the Trump administration that Apple supports its Made in the USA policy. And second, diversification. Apple will clearly still remain highly dependent on TSMC, but it would have a second source in the supply chain to help diversify beyond Taiwan. So again, this is nothing more than Apple looking to diversify its supply chain, and it doesn't signal any change to the future of Apple's plans for Apple Silicon. Next up today, previous reports have indicated Apple is planning an OLED iPad mini for launch as early as next year, but now a reputable leaker has offered an updated launch timing for this new product. Bloomberg has said that Apple's iPad mini will get that big display upgrade moving from LCD to OLED, for sharper blacks, higher brightness, and overall improved picture quality. In a pair of posts on Weibo last week, a leaker named Instant Digital, who has previously shared accurate information about upcoming Apple products, says that we shouldn't expect the new iPad mini in the first half of 2026. Instead, they say the earliest it will be released is Q3 or Q4 of 2026. The last two generations of iPad mini models have been released in September and October, so a fall launch for this new OLED model would be consistent with that. We are, however, still expecting updates to the base model iPad and the iPad Air early in 2026, so Apple will once again spread its launch of new iPad models out across the entire year. We are sponsored this week by Narwhal. Smart cleaning pioneer Narwhal is officially launching their Cyber Monday and Black Friday discounts, offering record low prices on its entire lineup at up to 49% off. There's the flagship Narwhal Pro, which now costs just $9.99 instead of $14.99, or the entry-level best value Frio X10 Pro at under $500. This is Narwhal's biggest ever Cyber Monday and Black Friday sales, with record low pricing on every model. Don't miss your chance to bring smart cleaning to your house by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Narwhal for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today with the start of 2026 fast approaching, it's worth taking a step back and looking at several new MacBooks that we're expecting to launch early next year. First, Apple's most popular Mac is getting an update in early 2026. The next generation MacBook Air will come with an M5 chip, but beyond that, we're not expecting any major changes. It's expected to feature the same design as the M4 model and keep the 13-inch and 15-inch screen sizes. We'll likely get a few other smaller enhancements, maybe faster Wi-Fi and upgrades to the ports. We might also get a new color to replace sky blue. But again, the primary focus here is on upgrading from the M4 to the M5, and we're expecting the launch sometime in March. The M5 MacBook Pro just recently launched, but only the 14-inch model with no Pro or Max chip options. Those upgrades are coming early next year. Apple is rumored to launch higher-end 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pro models, powered by the M5 and M5 Max chips. Like the current M5 model, the chip will be the main upgrade, but we're also expecting faster SSD performance and higher memory bandwidth. A bigger upgrade to the MacBook Pro with an OLED screen and a radical new design, perhaps with a touchscreen, is in the works but not expected until the end of 2026 at the very earliest. And finally, and perhaps most notably, Apple is working on a brand new entry-level Mac. This is expected to be a 12.9-inch MacBook powered by the A18 Pro chip. It'll be Apple's first Mac powered by an A-series chip. That's the same processor that powered the iPhone 16 Pro. It'll compromise on things like design and finishes, but the rumored price is expected to be around $600 or $700. It might be available in colors including silver, blue, pink, and yellow. Ultimately, despite the Mac being a very mature platform, Apple knows that there are still a huge number of iPhone users who opt for a PC or especially a Chromebook instead of a Mac. Apple clearly hopes this low-cost MacBook can change that and eat into the market share of those competitors. This entry-level Mac is expected to launch sometime in the first quarter of 2026. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.